A change to the constitution earlier this year makes ruling party member Pap Jop, elected today as Senate president, the country's interim leader if the octogenarian President Abdoulaye Wade cannot serve. Jop was one of 65 senators appointed by President Wade. The other 35 won in a vote boycotted by major opposition parties. Of the 35, only one belongs to a non-presidential party. By boycotting both recent legislative elections, the opposition has created a virtual one-party government. The country's second house, the Assembly, has 150 legislators, with 131 from the president's ruling coalition. Senegalese legal analyst Abdoulaye Day says Senegal's largely one-party government, in place for the next 5 years, gives President Wade unchecked powers.
Il est soutenu par l'Assemblée, il est soutenu par le Sénat, et le Sénat n'a même pas de pouvoir pour empêcher le président de la République de faire adopter les lois qu'il veut. Donc, effectivement,
Day says the president is supported by both the Assembly and Senate. He says the newly formed Senate, stacked in favor of the ruling coalition, does not have the power to stop the president from adopting whatever law he wants. But the head of Mr. Wade's political cabinet, Babacar Gaye, dismisses the criticism.
C'est comme en Angleterre, c'est la reine qui est le chef de l'État qui choisit tous les lois.
Gaye says it is not uncommon in other democratic countries to have presidential appointees in lawmaking institutions. He cited Britain, where he says some of the lawmakers are nominated by the Queen. He was apparently referring to the House of Lords, where in the past some seats were traditionally inherited. Other members were appointed by the ruling party and approved by the monarch. After his first election in 2000, President Abdoulaye Wade dissolved the Senate, calling it a waste of money. 6 years later, the second-term president reinstated the lawmaking body and increased the number of presidential appointees from 20 to 65. The president has also faced criticism, including from members of his own coalition, for reorganizing the government to position his son Karim Wade to succeed him as president, charges the president has denied. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.